time. Is anybody willing to go with me one more time? Just a minute here. I need a little bit of help. I'm going to have somebody help me preach tonight. I need a seat. Thank you. Somebody tell me, there he is. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. When I was a child, I know this ain't Sunday school camp. And if you think I've come to patty cake with you tonight, it ain't going to happen. We've preached every night. We've heard great preaching every day. Brother Johnson has blessed our hearts. And God has taken this congregation this week and tried to lure you to a deeper level of commitment and maturity. It has been the common thread that's woven itself throughout this entire camp. I would admonish every pastor, every minister, every youth director, if you were not here today, you need the tape. The man tells you how to fall in love with the church. Everybody needs Brother Mark Johnston's tape today. But tonight, my message, my final contribution to this camp meeting will be teddy bear testimonies. Teddy bear testimonies. God bless you. You may be seated. Somebody say teddy bear testimonies. How do you start a message like this? Here's a good way to start it since we're playing with toys tonight. Let's start it like this. Once upon a time, there was a president named Theodore Roosevelt, and people called him Teddy for short. One day, his entourage decided to go bear hunting in southern Mississippi, and when they went hunting in the woods of Mississippi, after many days, they had no luck until finally, on the final moments of their hunt, they looked up, and a little tiny bear cub comes scurrying out from under the underbrush. They trained their guns on it and was ready for Theodore Roosevelt, the president, to shoot the bear. When he looked at the bear, President Teddy Roosevelt refused to hunt it, to kill it, or to allow anybody else to kill it. He simply could not bring himself to shoot this innocent, tiny little teddy, this little bear. There was another man on the trip, like there always is with presidents that travel. His name was Clifford Berryman, and Clifford was famous. He was a cartoonist for the newspaper in Washington, D.C., and as soon as Clifford could get back to the newspaper, he began to write cartoons about the president being weak and not able to pull the trigger on the gun. And from that day on, every time he would draw a caricature or a cartoon of President Theodore Roosevelt somewhere, sometimes hidden from the eye, sometimes not obviously in the foreground, and sometimes so, he would draw a teddy bear somewhere in that cartoon. And from that day forward, stuffed bears begin to be called teddy bears. And they all lived happily ever after. The end. Well, kind of the end. Not really the end. Because teddy bears have lived on from that day to this with great popularity. Now, let's just be honest here today. How many of you have had teddy bears? Looky here, them's manly men right there. Most boys would say, bless God, I ain't never had no teddy bear. Everybody's had teddy bears. It's the most popular toy in the world. It's just been a staple. Now watch this. Let's narrow the field a little bit. How many still have teddy bears? Looky yonder. We still got teddy bears. It's just been a staple of life that children of all ages find some kind of an affinity with a ragtag, worn-out little old teddy bear. A grand army of little girls forced that teddy bear to set up at a little dinette set in their bedroom and drink imaginary tea with that little girl and that little teddy bear. And it was such a sweet thing, but they abused that poor teddy bear and made him drink 500 cups of it because they kept wanting to act like they were pouring it in. And we've all seen that. I know more little boys than you and I might want to admit have carried on conversations with that lifeless little teddy bear. And what I find more amazing than that is the comfort and the consolation that people have always found in some raggedy old teddy bear. My wife, when she was a child, used to have a monkey. It was just a stuffed monkey. It had the little banana. Some of y'all have seen them, yellow and black. And she'd drug it around until its arm come off and wore half its face off. But she held on to it just for the same reason most of you did. It became a security blanket of sorts. And everybody knows you got to have a security blanket to keep the booger man away. Nothing drives the booger man away like a teddy bear. It just kind of does the job. And it's one of those things that don't always stop when you get a little bit older. My son had a Teddy Ruxpin, my oldest son. He had a Teddy Ruxpin. Anybody remember what Teddy Ruxpin is? It is a demon-possessed toy that had batteries, and you'd put a tape in it. And he'd say, "Today we're going to play in the woods." Until the batteries started going down. It was, "Today we'll play in the woods." And it would scare you to death in the middle of the night. He'd move and you'd hear him say, "Oh, Lord." I said, "I told you we're going to cast the devil out of him." It was his buddy. It was his toy. It was his play pretty. But as he got a little bit older, it wasn't so macho maybe. But because he was a little boy and he wanted you to know he was a little boy. So he would tape the hands of Teddy Ruxpin on a little toy gun and he'd fight make-believe enemy in the hallway because that bear just kind of grew up with him. Many a little girl has played around with teddy bears tucked under their arms only to grow a little older and then cry real tears in that teddy bear when some boy come along and broke their heart. It's just a staple of life. It's amazing to me that some grown-ups still have teddy bears. It's just common for that. They find comfort when life doesn't go their way. I know grown-ups that still coddle and talk to their teddy bears when things go wrong. Here some time ago, I had a situation that pastors have to deal with. There was a husband and wife situation, and they were fussing a little bit. And I was saying, "Well, you guys just need to learn how to fight. You need to learn the rules of fighting. There's rules in fighting when you get married. I don't know, your young people ain't going to know that." But I said, well, how do you deal with it when you fight?" And she told me, she said, "Well, I'll tell you how I deal with it. I go get my teddy bear, and I just go talk to my teddy bear." And I thought, that might be the problem. I was afraid to ask him what he did, because if he said teddy bear, I knew it was a hopeless situation. But she said, "When things go wrong, I just get my teddy bear. And I'll take it and I'll go sit in the corner somewhere and I'll cry and talk to my teddy bear." Now that's a little warped, but that's exactly what they would do. So I'm trying to convey to you tonight that somewhere it appears lifeless, emotionless, and powerless. But it's amazing how much some humanity can coddle that stuffed toy. It's amazing how much they dote over some little button-eyed bear and how much they run back to the comfort of some lifeless lump of material. Now, I'm relatively sure tonight that everybody in here understands that I didn't really just come to preach about a teddy bear. In fact, I can tell you that I never intended the longest day I lived to preach about a teddy bear. It just wouldn't have made much sense to me. But then all of a sudden, this message just kind of crawled out of a statistic I found while I was studying about another kind of bear, the American black bear. My son Benjamin, stand up, Benjamin. Matter of fact, come here, son. Is that all right? I'm not much a hunter. I enjoy going hunting every now and then, as long as I can do it from a car or something like that. But Benjamin, he's strange. He likes climbing trees and hunting things that hunt him. Nobody's ever accused him of being real smart. But here some time ago, he was going to preach in West Virginia. And part of the package deal of getting to go preach in West Virginia, they wanted to take him hunting with his bow for bear. I told you he wasn't smart. But he loves to do stuff like that. And when he was going to hunt, I mean, I'm daddy. I got a little bit concerned. I mean, he could be dinner. I was to be a buffet, but he'd be dinner for sure. And I knew that it, you know, I was a little nervous about it because I'm a daddy. And what didn't help is before he left to go hunting, he showed me pictures that they had taken the week before of where he was going to be hunting at. And they had a deer feeder hanging from a tree. 600-pound bear came up, looked at this deer feeder hanging from a chain, slaps it off the tree, and lays on its big old belly and rakes that food in and begins to eat it. And they said, that's why we're going to put him up there hunting. And I thought to myself, that's because he's not me, because I just wouldn't go. But naturally, as a father, I wanted to know how dangerous it was going to be out there hunting something that's probably out there hunting you. And it was at that point that I inquired of one of my good friends that lived in the area, Brother Aaron Bounds. And I began to ask him how dangerous it was. And he gave me a statistic. And when he did, something came alive inside of my spirit. Being the information age of computers and internet and mass media, I took that singular statistic and I found out some other interesting things about the dangers of bears. For instance, 2 years ago, I walked down a trail in the Great Smoky Mountains and a park ranger stopped us and said that just the day before, they had to kill a bear there because a bear had killed a woman and the bear eventually had to be hunted down and put down as a safety measure to the other hikers that were visiting the Smoky Mountains. Bears are a dangerous thing, it seems. Some months ago, a bear attacked several campers in Romania, leaving one dead and another wounded. Just this past November the 14th, in Blairstown, New Jersey, 2 Boy Scouts were attacked by a mother bear and the mother bear's cubs. One boy was bitten twice by the mother bear. The other child had his sleeve bitten and torn as the cubs tried to pull them off the rock that they had climbed up on to hide from the bear. Fortunately, nobody died. But while it's nightmarish to think of a bear attacking you, I find it unique that relatively few deaths take place as a result of a serious predator like this bear. Sometimes they were hurt. Sometimes they were bitten and sometimes they were clawed, but less often than you might imagine. Are people really killed by bears? Let me put it in perspective for you tonight. It was just a few months ago that 2 campers were attacked by a 250-pound bear in the state of Colorado. While they were bitten and they were clawed, they did survive. Ironically, just 1 week later, on October the 14th, in Orlando, Florida, a .22 caliber pistol was found sewn up inside of a teddy bear. And they only luckily caught it as it was going through security. And that, I just find it a little bit unique that that bear tried to take those 2 people and didn't do it, but that one single solitary teddy bear. It's ironic that a vicious bear attack in Colorado could have killed 2 men, but didn't. But that one lifeless teddy bear could have been the vehicle of destruction for 324 souls that day on that airplane. It seems strange to me that we talk about how dangerous it really was, but the greater danger was actually inside of the teddy bear. And with that in mind, let me share with you one of the most amazing statistics that I have ever come across. On an average in the United States, less than 1 person a year is killed by a bear. But in that same year, up to 89 children on an average are killed because of teddy bears. 1 person, maybe, a year killed because of a real bear. 89 children die as a result of teddy bears. In fact, it's so common for children to be hurt or killed by stuffed animals and teddy bears that they're now regulated for consumer health and safety. In fact, at least 4 different kinds of federal safety standards cover the stuffed animals and teddy bears. That's more than they have for handguns. Their premise is this. Everybody knows that a handgun can kill a person, but teddy bears are not supposed to do that. Are you listening to me right now? In America, teddy bears have to be checked for sharp edges and points. It's got to be checked for small choking hazards. It's got to be checked for hazardous material, chemicals treated, treating the animal, or disease-retaining materials. It's got to be checked for flammability. It's such a widely acknowledged problem that I could spend a lot of time telling you about how serious the problem is, but I won't. But I do want to tell you this tonight, that recently the U.S. Consumer Safety Product Commission recalled 57,000 stuffed teddy bears made by a certain company because they had micro plastic beads in the bottom of that teddy bear. And when they would rip it open, they would breathe these beads into their lungs, and aspiration would take their life. Another group had 29,000 of these stuffed toys recalled because the small bells on the front of the ribbon would come off and children were choking to death. Another group was investigated because they put lead pellets in the bottom of that bear so that when they set it up, it would set up straight. But what was happening is the bottom would be ripped open and children were sick and dying because of lead poisoning. Are you with me right now? And while these stories sound extreme, I've got to tell you it's amazing how many tragedies I found that were linked to teddy bears. Do you know that they tell you not to put a teddy bear in the bed with your baby? It's called infant death syndrome, sudden infant death syndrome. And they say there's a disconcerting mentality that causes people to be very upset and concerned, because when you have thick bedding and teddy bears, that can get over the nose of that child and cut the oxygen level of those babies' lungs to the point that they simply quit breathing. Listen to me tonight. Let me belabor the point by telling you that teddy bears can kill children in so many ways. The National Product Safety Recall Service said the number one toy ever recalled are stuffed toys because of the particular dangers they pose. Hang on to me. Believe it or not, I'm going to preach here in a minute. The most commonly recognized reason for death is the ribbons around the neck of the teddy bear can come off. And when the ribbon comes off, it gets wrapped around these children's necks and they strangle to death. You see, if they were more mature, it wouldn't be a problem. But it's a problem for that child that lacks the maturity to protect themselves. Teddy bears are sometimes stuck. And I know it sounds gross, but listen to me. Sometimes that child takes that teddy bear and they stick it into a mop bucket, or they stick it into a toilet somewhere full of cleaning materials. And every year children die because they pull it out of a toilet and stick it in their mouth. And the vapors and the chemicals burn their lungs up. And the baby dies. Now listen to me very carefully. If they were more mature, they'd understand the danger, but they lack the maturity to understand how dangerous it really is. Children have been killed when they drag teddy bears over a fire or near a heater. Children have slung teddy bears up on cook stoves and poured, in this last year, boiling food down upon that child and scalded it to death. If they were more mature, it might not be an issue, but without maturity, they cannot foresee the calamity that's coming their way. Some teddy bears have been given stuffed wires inside of them so that it would hold that stuffed bear in a certain position. But children would take off running and fall, and the wire would come through and pierce their eye and blind them or take them even into death. If they were more mature, it would not have been a problem. But because they lacked maturity, they did not take into consideration the unseen risk of those things that they posed such a danger in. And so it is, just like so many other areas of life, we find that sometimes it's the small things that do so much more damage than those things we see so dangerous in our world. Statistics would tell us that less than one person a year is killed by a real bear. But in that same year, on an average, 89 people are killed because of something they just didn't see the harm in. And I've come tonight knowing that God has preached to this congregation all week. Hey, Brother Johnston didn't preach to you like a bunch of kids. He didn't preach to you like a bunch of 8 and 9 year olds. God didn't let me preach to you like that. But I've come to tell you that we stand right now in the shadow of a great week of camp. And God's trying to tell you, you need an element of maturity. Every living soul in this building needs to understand the reality of the scripture. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away the childish things. The intention of God in this service tonight is for me to preach to you and tell you when Paul was saying, when I was a child, when I was immature, I was preoccupied with those little things I thought didn't matter. And when I lacked maturity, I held on to those things that hindered my spiritual growth. My speech and my actions kept running back to those unimportant things that just don't matter to a man that wants to serve God with all of his heart. I kept running back to those things that didn't really mean anything to a child of God that wanted to live for God with great passion. And child of God, I've come tonight to tell you, it's high time that all of us realize there's a lot of things we coddle and we drag along with us that are going to end up destroying us to the end if we don't let go of the teddy bears in our life. I'll tell you what I've come to preach about tonight. I'll tell you what who I've come to preach to and what I've come to preach about. I've come to preach to some of you that have held on to just a little too much pride this week. Some of you that held on to some things you didn't know if you could really pray through, because I don't know if I can let go of that. I want to tell you what I've come to preach to this week. I've come to preach to you on this last night that somewhere along the line, you've got to know the ability to lay down certain attitudes you run back to as soon as camp is over. You've got to get rid of certain options you give yourself every time you feel like you're losing control. Certain weaknesses you run back to every time your world goes wrong. And what you fail to realize is I've got a teddy bear inside of my spirit, and it's going to destroy me, and it's going to destroy me, it's going to destroy me. But it's my teddy bear, and I'm attached to it. And when I get sleepy, when spiritual slumber comes to me, I want to sleep with my teddy bear. You better let me preach to you today. You need to realize that if you don't end up getting rid of that teddy bear, it's going to destroy you. And if you eventually don't mature and lay it down, you're going to end up just another teddy bear testimony of a walk with God that was shattered by something you should have let go of a long time ago. Can I preach to you for a few minutes in this house right now? It was to a people that understood the ways of God that God said, Isaiah, their sins are going to testify against them. What are those sins, God? He said, it's not the devil and it's not satanic imps. The thing that's going to destroy them is lying and departing from God's ways. Plain old-fashioned gossip. They use their tongue to spread indifference about my ways. Revolt, it means apostasy or walking away from the things you once believed. Notice with me that none of them are things bounced out of hell. All of them are things that appeal to your own flesh. God said, the thing that's going to testify against your generation, Isaiah, is not the demonic activity that they encounter in certain arenas. The thing that's going to destroy them are the little unholy things they drag around in their flesh that they should have matured beyond a long time ago. Oh, but you need to understand, God said those things, those fleshly shortcomings and rebellions, those are the things that are going to testify against you. And so I've come tonight to tell you that yes, Satan is the accuser of the brethren, and he wants to wreak havoc in our world. But hell, in its greatest day, has never destroyed the saints of God like the little teddy bears that we don't want to let go of. Those little things that we don't want to turn loose of. Clap your hands and love the Lord right now. Look, you can look around this week. I hate to hear about this boy that passed away. I'm so sorry. You know what troubles me? I preached 4 or 5 camps last year. Every camp when I left, somebody died. That troubles me. I don't want that on my resume, Brother Stroud. But it tells me that in a crowd of this size, there's always the chance that somebody is not going to make it back next year. Look around you. Somebody's not here this year that should have been here. There's people that backslid this year. Go home tomorrow. Go home tonight. Walk into your church on Sunday morning. You're going to find empty seats where young people used to sit. You're going to find empty pews where saints used to sit. I've got news for you. When you start looking, you're going to discover it wasn't the devil that drug most of them out. They were led away of their own lust. They were led away because of those things that they should have let go of a long time ago. But somewhere they held on to it. No, you don't see that young person stand up and testify in church anymore. You don't hear that precious little girl singing in the choir no more. You don't hear that righteous saint letting out that war whoop of glory anymore. But if you listen closely, I'll tell you what you can hear. Somewhere you can hear the teddy bear testimony of how something they should have laid down ended up destroying them. I've come tonight to tell somebody, everybody in this building, if we're not careful, we've got those little teddy bears, those little things in our world that we hold on to. And we come to service after service after service. And we think it's all right. I'll get rid of it soon enough. I can let go of it when the time comes. But you listen to this preacher today. You can only carry that thing in your spirit so long before that thing starts to destroy you. Somewhere, you've got to have a face-to-face confrontation with an almighty God that says, I'll give up anything. I'll do anything to serve you. Oh, I think you ought to clap your hands again and love him. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what I'm talking about. I'm talking about them options we give ourselves that we ought never give ourselves. Talk about them little teddy bears that we tuck up under our arm and we give ourselves options. You know what I'm talking about? Those options that tell you that school's starting up pretty soon. It won't be long that school's going to start back. And I got to make up my mind all over again. Am I going to go back to school holy this year? Or am I going to go back carnal like I did last year? Watch out. You're carrying a teddy bear. Watch out. You've got a teddy bear. Watch out. Options. I'm telling you what I'm preaching about tonight. Options that'll go home from a week of camp and say, I don't know if I can go to church today. I've had a busy week. You better get the options out of your life. Teddy bears, those things that we coddle and we play with. And I'm talking about those options, but it's not just our options. I'm talking about those attitudes that our flesh runs back to every time spiritual maturity would cause us to rise above it. Now I'm going to preach a little bit tonight. Listen to me. I still preach against sin. I still think sin is sin. I still think no sinners are going to be saved. But you listen to me. Your pastor cannot preach against everything that technology is putting in your hands. He can't preach against every ungodly song that comes on your radio. You know what? Somewhere you got to get character inside of you. What? Somewhere you got to get character that said, if my pastor didn't preach it, I'd still live it. If my pastor didn't believe it, I'd still live it. Somebody worship him right now. But the attitudes that accompany the presence of our teddy bears. Please be seated. Oh, I know what I'm preaching about tonight. I'm preaching about those weaknesses that we carry around in our carnality that God desperately wants us to rise above. God, I wish I could preach what I feel tonight. I'm convinced at the core that most Pentecostal churches are still Pentecostal. But you know what wearies my mind? Is you can only preach against this and that so long until your mind gets weary and your heart gets heavy. But I've come to tell you, young person, hey, adult in this house, there's an answer. There's a solution. Why don't you get enough character inside of you that you don't need to hear it preached against? Somewhere, you ought to look at that weakness and say, I know my flesh wants it. I know my flesh desires it, but I cannot afford to carry a teddy bear with me forever. Because what happens is eventually we carry with us enough teddy bears that we go so caught up with things that don't matter, we forget about the things that do matter. Are you going to let me preach to you tonight? We get so caught up with those little things in our life that we get preoccupied. Have you seen this? Have you been there? Have you done that? Have you wore this shit? Have you put that on? Hey, honey, why don't you open up your eyes and say, I cannot hang on to that. I cannot have a teddy bear that's going to destroy me. God help me. I want to preach to somebody tonight, but I need you to lift your hands up and shake the gates of hell right now. Teddy bears. Somebody needs to preach to this generation of young people, this generation of saints, and tell them that it's not the raging beasts belched out of hell that pose the greatest danger to the individual lives of those around us. It's the teddy bears that our own flesh will not let go of. I know I told you, y'all gonna be happy when you get your pastor back. I got a man that just left my church. Walked off, left his wife. It has broke my heart. Young man, once upon a time was on staff with me. It broke my heart. But for the life of me, Brother Mitchell, he did it all once before and come back. And the first thing he wanted to know was, can I preach again? But this time when he walked away, I've got to confess to you, I couldn't even call him. I haven't even contacted the man yet. Do you love him? I love him enough to die for him. But I realize now it's not a matter of God's willingness. It's not a matter of a pastor's love. It's not a matter of a church that's willing to forgive him. Right now, the greatest concern is he's got a teddy bear that he's never let go of. He's got something in his craw that he's never turned loose of. And until he does, he's going to struggle the longest day he lives. I'm preaching tonight the testimonies of those teddy bears our flesh refused to let go of, that have destroyed lives and left souls utterly devastated. My son tonight, oh Jesus, my youngest son, one of the finest young men you'll ever know, was on the phone all the way here tonight talking to a young lady that walked out on God, left it all behind. He said, Dad, it didn't make sense. One day she was at school looking right, acting right, dressing right. The next day she came looking like anything but a Pentecostal. My youngest son said, Michelle, I love you, baby, but you're going to get your world in trouble. You can't just walk away. You've got something you love more than you love God. You know what it was? It was a teddy bear. But now she's calling up and her world's falling apart because she's going to have a baby and she's not married and she just got out of high school a few weeks ago. I've come to tell you, hit boy said,
on the phone with her today and said, Michelle, you gotta come back. You gotta come back. You gotta come back to God. And she said, but what are people gonna think? And my boy said, it doesn't matter what people think. The thing you gotta take care of is the teddy bears. You gotta get rid of that.
Teddy bears. Teddy bears. Teddy bears. I'm talking about teddy bears that you coddle in your spirit. And that's always in the back of your mind. If the right boy or the right girl comes along, it won't matter if they're not in the church. I can still date them anyway. It won't matter. It won't matter if they don't live for God, because I've kept that teddy bear alive in my spirit. I've come today to tell you, it's time to assassinate some teddy bears. It's time to kill that thing. You gotta conquer that. You gotta make up your mind once and for all. I am in this thing to the death! Please be seated. I gotta hurry, but I just feel like preaching right now. Can I go? Oh God. I don't want you pastors to dislike me, but I'm going to try to help you for a minute if you'll let me tonight. You know, one of the things that scares me to death about young people in the church, when they get teddy bears inside of them that says, I may love a boy more than I love my standards. I may love a boy more than I love the convictions. I may, you know how to settle 90% of the dating problems in our churches? Quit dating people that have the morals of an alley cat. Quit dating people that don't care about fornication, that don't think it's an issue. It's an issue. I've heard too many teddy bear testimonies.
I'll tell you what I'm preaching about. Young people that have the mentality, I'll repent tonight, but I don't have any problem slipping around tomorrow when I get home and go to that ungodly website. You better listen to me preach tonight. Brother White, you're making a big issue out of nothing. It's you know, it's just one of those things that happen. I've got a pastor of a local church that now sits in my church, Brother Straub, because he got involved in pornography on the internet and lost his marriage and lost his world and lost his church. And you think it can't happen to a young person that plays around with that? Brother White, you don't understand. It's just a little thing. I know! It's just a little teddy bear that you think you can handle. It's a little teddy bear that you don't see the danger in! Teddy bears. Teddy bears. Somebody shout unto the Lord right now and beg God to touch your heart tonight. While I'm just feeling what I'm feeling tonight, I'm talking about that warm, fuzzy feeling you get when you try to cross lines with the opposite sex. But it feels so right, Brother White. I love him. I want to tell you something. If he loved you, honey, he wouldn't ask you. If she loved you, son, she wouldn't want you to compromise yourself. Oh, sit down, let me preach. I know a little bit about what I'm talking about tonight. Because I've heard them too many times say, it'll never happen again. It'll never happen again. Don't worry, Brother White. It's over. It'll never happen again. I want to tell you what will happen again. If you're not careful, you cannot take fire into your bosom without getting burned. It's going to destroy you. God, I hate to admit this in public, but I had a couple in my church. Brother Mitchell, I had a young couple in my church. I found out they were crossing lines. Do you know you can coddle that teddy bear so long, it messes you up? When I finally confronted his sin, you know what he said? I couldn't believe it. He said, yeah, we had some problems, Brother White, but don't worry about it. Every time we get done sinning, we'd kneel down beside the bed and pray. We'd kneel down beside the bed and ask God to forgive us until the next time. Hey, honey, that's wart. You know what that is? That's a teddy bear. That's something that's going to destroy your mind. That's something that's going to destroy your spirit. Would to God that somebody would help me here tonight. You've got to rise above a teddy bear testimony. Oh, come on and clap your hands to Him. No, I want you to clap your hands like you love Him. I want you to shout to the Lord like you're in love with this message. Like you're in love with holiness. Oh, I know what I'm preaching about tonight. I'm preaching about that spirit that if pastor gets on your pet sin, it's easy to say, I'll just run and go to another church because all the young people over there do this, that, or the other. What's the answer, Brother White? I'm going to tell you, you've got a teddy bear that's going to testify against your faithfulness if you don't get that thing out of your spirit. What's the answer? When I was a child, I speak as a child. When I was immature, I held on to carnality. But when I became a man, when I matured, I had to get the teddy bears out of my world. No. Your greatest danger ain't some snarling beast belched out of hell. If any man's led away, it's led away of his own lust. It's the little teddy bears in our world that we think nobody bothers with and nobody cares about. And I'm going to tear. I'm going to close tonight, but you listen to me. The Holy Ghost is on me right now as strong as I've ever felt it. And I'm going to preach to some young people in here and deliver you from some generational curses that your mom and dad may have left with you. Somebody you saw in the church left in your world. Can I tell you, sometimes your teddy bears were a gift from somebody else. But you better open your eyes and realize sometime it's some other half-hearted young person that leaves that teddy bear. It's some other compromised Christian that pulled it out of their spiritual toilet. And it was their hideous gift to drag your soul down on the same level their soul is. But if you only knew the danger tonight, you'd throw that teddy bear down and say, you're not going to destroy me. If you don't want to pay the price, that's up to you. But you're not going to destroy me. Just as surely as there's a plethora of ways that teddy bears can kill people, there's a lot of ways that those attitudes and spirits you won't let go of will destroy you. You know what? Some people have had teddy bears pulled out of somebody else's spiritual toilet. And some other young person has told you why the church don't love you and why they don't fit in and why your youth group doesn't have any fun. I'm going to tell you what the big danger of that thing is. They're poisoning your mind to the work of God. They're poisoning your mind to the plan of God. They're trying to poison your mind to the holiness of God, to the move of God, to the house of God, to the plan of God in your world. Oh, it came out of their toilet. But they're willing to give it to you if it'll destroy you. I've come tonight to preach to this youth camp. On the last night somewhere, you've got to grow beyond that and lay it down before your praise is silenced by a teddy bear testimony. Please hear me tonight. Amnon had a friend, the Bible said. His name was Jonadab. What he did not know is that Jonadab was working for his brother Absalom. Absalom was trying to take the crown away from Amnon. So Amnon had a little issue. He had a little weakness. He had a little teddy bear. And the Bible said that Jonadab told him, fake a sickness and have your sister, half-sister Tamar, come to you. Then you fake a sickness and rape your half-sister. And everything will be all right. But what he didn't realize is that Jonadab was working with Absalom. And it was the destruction, because Absalom came up behind him after the fact and slit his throat and left him dying in the dirt and walked away with what he perceived to be the crown. And I've come tonight to tell you, there are some attitudes and spirits, those friends of your flesh, if you caught them with them too long, they're going to destroy you. They look innocent today. They look harmless today. But they're going to take away your crown and leave you dying in the dirt. And all that's left is a teddy bear testimony. Can I preach just another minute or two? Please bear with me. I'm going to tell you something. And I got to quit. I got to quit. I know that. But before you run with your little teddy bear too far, you better be aware you can only stumble so many times before that thing puts your vision out. It's the strangest thing. Brother Anderson, it's the strangest thing. I've seen young people go up and down and up and down. Used to, it scared me to death when I'd see them hit a trial. Used to, Brother Moore, it scared me to death. But then it dawned on me one day, they need to have some ups and downs to teach them how to march, to teach them how to stand. But what worries me is when they get a hold of a teddy bear, a little attitude, and the most they ever do is come to the altar and do their little la la la. And they get up and go on, and they learn to walk with that. You can learn to live with something in your spirit that is not pleasing to God. But the thing that I've noticed, Brother Anderson, is they can walk like that for just so long until they start believing that it's all right. They start believing that it's okay. They start believing you really don't need a pastor anyway. They start believing nobody in the church loves me. They start believing I really don't fit in. Everybody's a hypocrite. I've got to tell you today, if you're not careful, you're going to destroy yourself by the very things you should have laid down. I had an individual contact some of my young people. A young person, ironically, backslid here a while back. A young person backslid and contacted some of my young people. They went right down the list. I don't fit in. They're hypocrites in that church. They don't treat me like they used to treat me. Nobody does like they used to. I used to fit in around there. I don't think you have to do that anyway. I never did believe all of that. And they come back and they start whispering to the heart of so many of my other young people. You know what was so sad about it? What was so sad about it is she ends up backsliding. And it's taking my little 10 and 12 year old girls in the bathroom saying, "You want to see the tattoo on my bottom?" Flaunting her spirit. And one day she got on all this. "Nobody loves me. Nobody cares. Think I'll eat worms and die." And I took her aside and I said, "I'm going to set the record straight today. This church is not going to chase after you when you don't want to live for God. But I'm going to tell you a little secret, honey. The problem is not my church. The problem is not my saints. The problem is not my youth group. The problem is not our preaching. The problem is you got something inside of your spirit that you should have let go of a long time ago. The problem's you got a teddy bear. Oh, somebody hear me today." You can run with it. You can run with it. But you're only going to run so long. All of a sudden, you're not going to see the church like you used to see him. You're not going to see that precious pastor like you used to see him. What happened? Oh, that's easy. Teddy bears. And somewhere you fell. And it put your eye out. And all of a sudden, it just doesn't matter anymore, because I've been like this a long time. I've come today to preach to you that we need in this house tonight a deliverance service. Hey guys, Why don't I preach about that spirit of pride that says, I'm not going to get up here and shout and worship with everybody else. You can only hold that in your spirit so long, son, until that thing gets a hold of your mind and you start thinking that maybe I don't have to. I want to tell you, God wants worship. God wants worship. God wants, it doesn't matter if you're young or you're old. It doesn't matter. Come on, pray a little bit right now. Oh, come on. I said pray a little bit right now. Be seated. Be seated. Where's my friend at? My friend that I prayed for last night whose arm was messed up. Where are you at, buddy? Where are you, buddy? Come here, buddy. Come here, buddy. He come up to me last night. Brother White, I want you to pray for me because I want to worship like everybody else. But I got this problem. Pray for me. But you know what I loved about him? I watched when song service took off tonight. You want to shout with me? Let's shout. And he took off running. You can't do that with a teddy bear. You can't do that with a teddy bear. And there you sit with good limbs. There you sit with a healthy body. What you need to do is shake the teddy bear off. You gotta shake the teddy bear off and say, I'm not gonna live that way. What about the rest of you? You just want emotion, Brother White. Why in the name of God don't you have emotion for God? I gotta quit. Gotta quit. Hang on. I know some are moving already. Hang on. Please, you've got to let me unburden this. Why is it so important, Brother White? Because I can only find one time in the Bible that she bears came out and destroyed young people. But I've got 66 books in a Bible of people that were destroyed by the things they could have let go of. Without a vision, the people perish. You know why we need deliverance in here tonight? Because some of you have got teddy bears in your sight. And he's trying to rob your vision of what you could be if you just sell out. Of what you could accomplish if you just let go. I've come today to tell you, please listen to me. The reason it's so important on this last night of youth camp is because you cannot carry teddy bears and a real anointing at the same time. You can't carry teddy bears and real joy at the same time. You can't carry teddy bears and real passion at the same time. And I'm begging somebody in here today, if you're going to be used of God, it's time to come together and say, not tonight. Not tonight, devil. I'm letting go of my teddy bears. If you need deliverance in this house, crawl out of your pew right now and take your spirit to an altar and lay down your teddy bears. No more. No more. I'm not going to live with a teddy bear. Pray. Come on. Make no mistake about it. This altar needs to be filled. You need to crawl over the pews if you have to. But you need to lay down your teddy bears. I don't want a teddy bear testifying to the devil and telling the devil, you couldn't get him, devil, but I got him with a spirit of lust. You couldn't get him, Satan, but I got him with a spirit of rebellion. You couldn't drag him out of the church, Lucifer, but I got him with a spirit of pride. Pray, pray, pray. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away the childish things. Come on. I realize some of you can't get up here. The entire front of this sanctuary is jam-packed from the left to the right. But my God, wherever you are, you need to lay down your teddy bear. Come on. Come on. Wherever you are, you need to lay down your teddy bear. Teddy bear. No teddy bear is going to testify against me. No teddy bear is going to testify that I don't have faithfulness. No teddy bear is going to testify that I didn't have passion. Ha ha.